Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. Europe's medicines regulator says they remain firmly convinced the AstraZeneca vaccine is effective, despite some European countries temporarily suspending inoculation. Emma Cook, Executive Director of the European Medicines Agency, says investigations are ongoing, but she also said that the number of blood clot events reported in vaccinated people doesn't seem to be higher than what is seen in the general population.
There is no indication that vaccination has caused these conditions. They have not come up in the clinical trials and they're not listed as known or expected side events with this vaccine.
Final conclusions will be delivered this week. 6 million Australians will be able to book in their first COVID-19 vaccine appointment today. Anyone in Phase B of the federal government's rollout plan is now eligible. Health Minister Greg Hunt has flagged that while eligible, not all 6 million will be able to be vaccinated immediately. More than 1,000 clinics are expected to begin administering the AstraZeneca vaccine. Locations have been announced, with those eligible to book appointments online. The government also launching an online tool to check eligibility. Flights between Papua New Guinea and Australia have been suspended due to COVID-19 concerns. Freight will continue, but charter flights will not, while passenger caps between Port Moresby and Brisbane will be reduced. The federal government will spend $144 million to support PNG, including sending personal protective equipment like gloves, goggles, and sanitizer. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne announced 8,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines will be provided for frontline health workers in PNG.
We'll fill a critical gap in advance of Papua New Guinea's receipt of its vaccines from the COVAX facility. They are expected in Papua New Guinea in April and then further doses in May.
Leader of the opposition, Anthony Albanese, has responded to comments made by Liberal MP Nicole Flint during her emotional speech last night, saying he condemns abuse directed at her. Ms. Flint broke down in tears as she reflected on her time in Parliament, including the federal election campaign in 2019. She says she was harassed and stalked throughout the campaign, and her office was vandalised with sexist graffiti. Ms. Flint, who will quit politics at the next election, says workplace culture inside Parliament House, namely the treatment of women, needs to change across the political spectrum.
The safety of women in this place, of female staff, of female MPs and senators, should be above politics. The need to change the culture of our parties and of this place should be above politics.
The federal government is offering $12 million for smaller tourism operators to promote their business and reach new customers. The funding follows the government-backed discounted holiday flights. It's hoped 1,800 tourism operators from 57 regions in the country will be able to produce new photograph and video material to attract customers. To sport now, and top seed Dominic Thiem has crashed out of the Dubai Tennis Championships in a stunning loss to qualified Lloyd Harris. South Africa's Harris hit 9 aces, dropping just one of 30 points on his first serve. Thiem didn't serve a single break point in a 6-3, 6-4 victory that took Harris just 73 minutes. team says he isn't playing at his best level and that this isn't enough to beat any players in the draw. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News in Easy English.